research-based teaching. I tend to think of that very cynically, okay? Mainly that academics basically want students as cheap labour to help them do their projects. You know, so rather than hire graduate students, your undergraduate students who are doing surveys, really, you know, interpreting data and stuff like that, and they're, you know, they're learning something in a sense. They're learning how to do research, but they're also helping you to do your research for a low cost.
But if you say detached from the actual academic who's teaching, so that students would be doing independent projects.
Yeah, but this would be part of what they get their degree credit for?
Yes. Yes, in an ideal case, yeah.
Well, I think, I mean, but it seems to me that there is the question that needs to be addressed like this. Namely, what's the point of it? Right, because that helps them to create incentives for people wanting to do it, and for wanting to do it well. Because it really doesn't make any sense to do it unless you're going to do it well. But then the question is why go through the trouble? And so does it, should it be integrated into a degree program? I mean, I don't know if it would work. It's just a kind of hobby, you know. I take X number of courses, all of which are taught the conventional way, but then in addition, in my spare time, I want to do a little research-based learning and do a little research project on my own. I don't know if that would work. I sometimes worry that research-based learning, in a way, is trying to get students to think like academics. Which may be okay, I mean, but I don't object to it. But I'm not necessarily sure it's the most important thing that ought to be happening in teaching. I think it would be much more important to actually have people who can translate ideas into other media and see alternate ways of looking at the same thing. Because most people aren't going to be working in an academic research environment, I would have thought, you know. At least not in any kind of conventional sense. But they will be communicating, and so that's where I would put the emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take one context where I think research-based learning works very well. Well, I was an external examiner at another university, and there they have a lot of stuff, research-based learning, and it really works well in that context because the students, the large percentage of the students, are very much part of the local community. So they've got some natural topics they want to work on. They've got a reason to work on them that goes beyond just showing what they know how to do academic research. But rather, they have an interest in helping certain groups of people, and the community have a voice and stuff like that. And so they find they're using these different research techniques actually enables them to accomplish that end. And so a lot of that stuff that's often can be connected with community activism is really, I think, very effective. So I thought they did that very well, but that's organic in a way. It's like organic intellectuals kind of thing, you know, and I think that's probably the most useful role for that kind of stuff.